From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Supreme Court today upheld a federal law that requires state and local governments to make courthouses and other judicial services accessible to the disabled. The ruling marks a departure for the High Court. In other recent decisions, the court has invalidated federal anti-discrimination laws for the disabled when those laws were applied to the states. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's 5-4 ruling came in the case of George Lane, a Tennessee man confined to a wheelchair who was forced to crawl up 2 flights of stairs to attend his arraignment on traffic charges. When he refused to repeat the ordeal at a second hearing and refused to be carried because he thought it dangerous, he was jailed for failure to appear. He sued the state of Tennessee for $100,000 under the Americans with Disabilities Act, a federal law that requires all public buildings and services to be accessible. George Lane.
I paid federal taxes. I paid, land taxes. I pay sales taxes. And if I go into that courtroom or that courthouse to obtain a license tag to pay my property taxes, I should be able to, have access to that.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, enacted overwhelmingly by Congress in 1990, has 2 central provisions. One bars discrimination against the disabled in both state and private employment, and the other requires all public services and buildings to be accessible to the disabled. 3 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that the state employment provisions unconstitutionally violated states' rights. And so when George Lane won his case in the lower courts involving the other section of the law, the state of Tennessee appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. State Solicitor General Michael Moore.
Congress passed a law that imposes extra constitutional obligations on the states at all public buildings, at every single, at the state museum, at the state performing arts center, at every state rest area along the side of the road.
But Tennessee lost its case in the Supreme Court today. Disability rights advocates, however, did not get everything they wanted either, for the justices limited their decision today to the courts. Writing for the 5-member majority, Justice John Paul Stevens left for another day the question of other government services and facilities and whether they too must be fully accessible. As Stevens put it, the question in this case is not whether Congress can subject the states to damage suits for failing to provide reasonable access to hockey rinks or even voting booths, but whether Congress has the power under the Constitution to enforce the right of access to the courts. On that score, he said, the Americans with Disabilities Act is unquestionably valid. Reaction in the disability rights community was mixed. Here's Bob Herman of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My only reaction is that I don't understand how it could be 5-4 and not 9-0. If you can't come down on the side of access to state buildings and facilities in order to have access to the programs and services that are conducted inside, then what is there left?
Well, as it turns out, there still is quite a bit left. Former Congressman Tony Coelho was the principal author of the disabilities law in the House of Representatives.
What about access to education? What about the access to vote? What about the access for hospitals? So there's a lot more in what I would consider fundamental rights.
All of those things are covered under the ADA, but remain under a constitutional cloud of uncertainty after today's ruling. Georgetown law professor Hai Feldblum helped write the ADA.
This was a win for the disability rights community. It was a very carefully written win on the part of Justice Stevens, and it basically means that we're all going to be at this for a long time.
Dissenting from today's decision were Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justices Scalia, Kennedy, and Thomas. Writing for the dissenters, Rehnquist said Congress utterly failed to identify any evidence that disabled persons were unconstitutionally denied access to the courts. There is no constitutional right, he said, to appear in court without assistance. And in George Lane's case, said the Chief Justice, Lane was eventually offered that assistance. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.